Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, everybody. I hope you're having a pleasant day, pleasant evening, or a pleasant good night. I'm sure it's nighttime on the East Coast. This is Robert Lee Kemp. Today is September 3rd, 2007, and this is the Mr. Destiny radio show. You know, when you think about a show like this, one thing you probably might forget is that this show really only has meaning if it does something to help or to provide something for you, the listener. So it's really your show. I'm here hosting it, and I'm here to give. But if you weren't there to receive, there will be no show. And I really appreciate this opportunity. I want you to know I really enjoy doing this. I enjoy doing the readings. I enjoy sharing whatever experiences and whatever knowledge and wisdom I might have gained that can help you. So this is your show. I hope you are listening, and I hope you've decided that you want to call in and ask a question or get some help with something. And I might even ask some of you tonight when you call in, I might ask you some questions just to get your perspective on things like karma, for example. So as I was saying, today is September 3rd, and the only celebrity that I know that I'm recognized really easily, who's born today, is Charlie Sheen. Today's an Eight of Diamonds and a King of Spades day. Now, Eight of Diamonds can be very promiscuous because they have a Three of Hearts in their Venus position in their life spread. So a lot of them are what they call serial monogamous. They will marry, and then they will not be married for very long, but they will go on. And, you know, some of those guys, I've known Eight of Diamonds who've been married five or six times, and when they meet somebody, they'll think, how would you like to be my new ex-wife someday? So, and they really work hard. Eight of Diamonds are very hard workers. They're very dependable. They're really all, they're usually the one, it's very interesting, if there's a family estate to be settled, the parents will almost always pick the Eight of Diamond child to handle that because they know they can be trusted. Really, Eight of Diamonds is really kind of like the card of other people's money. So they make excellent money managers also. Not all of them do that because they're the Sun card too, and they really want to be special. They want to be known. They want to be seen. But when it comes to money, Eight of Diamonds know the value of everything, and they're very good at being responsible. You can trust them, actually, with your money, which is something you can't say for every single card in the deck. Today's birthday, though, also has a King of Spades ruling card, so this makes this very, very powerful card, very fixed will you get with the King of Spades. And a lot of issues around freedom versus responsibility. Our newsletter just came out, our Seven Thunders newsletter. I had a little article in there about what we talked about last week briefly, which was Owen Wilson's attempt to take his life. And I wrote some more details in there. So that's out. That'll be sent out tomorrow for those of you who are subscribers. And there's a few nice articles in there I think you'll like. So tonight I want to talk a little bit about fate. What is destiny? What is fate? Is our life really destined? If it is, what's the point in trying? if our life is really destined, what is the point in even making an effort? Isn't that something that we think about? I get asked this a lot, you know, because, of course, the system I'm using is called Destiny Cards, and your whole life is laid out in the book. But this is a question that's been pondered for thousands of years, and a lot of great minds have applied themselves to this question. And the ones that I think had the best take on it were the Vedic astrologers from India who've been practicing for over 5,000 years. And they say that everything in life is truly destined. An astrologer who is gifted can read your chart and tell you not only what has happened, but could also tell you what is going to happen. But there's a little catch there, you know. We're not really supposed to live our life as if it's all destined. We each have a responsibility to live a life that is as full, and we each have to live our life as if it all mattered what we decided to do. We have to each follow what we call our dharma. So even though things seem destined, if you live your life as though your life is destined and just have a come-what-may attitude, you will go down, your life will go down the toilet. It's a very perplexing and sort of a complex concept to grasp. But each person has to follow their dharma. We have to follow our dharma. And dharma means making right choices. Dharma means making choices from a higher perspective. Okay? This is what the Vedic astrologers say. So we each make the best choices we can, and then our life unfolds. So we have to live our life as though we are the ones that are doing it. And this is very important. This is a very important distinction because this answers a lot of questions. This answers a lot of important questions that come up in our life. Like, you know, we kind of wonder sometimes, how much effort do we put into something? There's a story in the Mahabharata. It's an ancient Indian tale, which I really love. And one of the main characters, his name is Arjuna. Arjuna was this great warrior. He was considered the best archer warrior on the earth at that time. It was about 5,000 years ago. And he went off on a long pilgrimage and was just traveling through all over the earth. And at one point, he was up in this mountainous area, and he was a great bowman, of course. And he saw this deer, and he took aim and shot. And as he did, he saw another arrow come out of the bushes, and these arrows both hit the deer at almost exactly the same time. So he went over there to the deer, and out of the woods comes this man dressed in skins, like another hunter type, but not a prince like Arjuna. Arjuna was a prince. And Arjuna says, "My arrow hit that deer first. I claim that deer as my own." And the guy in the skin said, "Well, no, I'm sorry to say, but my arrow hit there first. And I claim this deer as my own." So it wasn't too long until there ensued a contest, a fight between Arjuna and this stranger who was like a hunter from the woods. Well, Arjuna was always used to winning. I mean, he really never lost any fights. He was ambidextrous. He could shoot arrows faster than you could see. They would come streaming out of his bow like a machine gun. He was so gifted. And yet, as he fought this stranger, he could not defeat him. No matter what he did, the stranger would counter his moves. And finally, he threw down his bow and picked up his sword and ran after the hunter. And the hunter picked up his sword, and they fought with swords. And it just kept going and going for hours and hours until Arjuna was completely exhausted. Just completely exhausted. And finally, it dawned on him, you know, I'm not going to be able to win this fight. This is just not going to happen. Whoever this guy is, I'm not going to be able to win. I'm not going to be able to kill this guy. So Arjuna lays down on his stomach and pranams, which means I bows down. But it's called a danda pranam. You lie down your entire stomach and stretch your arms above your head towards the person you're bowing to. And he says, whoever you are, you must be someone great because I have never fought anyone like you. And I, you know, your life is in my hands. What do you want me to do? And then the man who was a hunter said, well, it's a good thing that you finally stopped fighting because I am Lord Shiva. Now, and you may not be familiar with Vedic, the Vedic gods, but Lord Shiva is one of the three main gods. There's Shiva, Brahma, and Vishnu. And Lord Shiva was either one of those three. No one can defeat them. So, and he commended Arjuna on the great effort that he put forth. And as a result of how determined he was and how he didn't stop until he didn't have any energy at all left to fight, because of the way he fought and he kept going, Shiva rewarded him with this superior weapon that no one else on earth had access to, a superior weapon called a Brahmastra. Now, a Brahmastra is it's an incantation, and when you shoot an arrow and you chant this chant, out comes this conflagration of like incredible power that just can destroy hundreds of thousands of your enemy troops all at one time. So the moral of the story was that in life we have to fight, and we have to do the best we can with what we know and give it our best effort. And know that, and we have to live and die as if it matters what we do and what we choose to do. See? And then God rewards us. We are rewarded. There is a thing called grace. See, it's a fine line. See, this is what happens in life. There's a thing called surrender, like surrender to what is. You know, we all need to surrender to the truth of what really is. But we really only should surrender once we have made our best effort to create or to do that which we have wanted to do. If we haven't given our best effort, then the surrender doesn't really mean anything. And a lot of people just use that as an excuse. They'll say, well, you know, everything is destined, and I'm just going to go with the flow because that's much better than trying so hard. But that's not actually a good thing either. That is not considered to be a dharmic thing to do. So each of us has to do the very best we can in life. And then if we've given it our best and something still doesn't work out, then we have to assume that a power greater than us has determined that that is meant to be the way that it is. And then we can let it go. So in a way, there is what they call two wings. My guru used to say to us, this was over 20 years ago, but he said, success in anything, spiritual success or any kind of success, is like a bird. It has two wings. One wing is our willpower and our effort, giving our best effort. And the other wing is grace, is surrender. So there has to be a balance between working at something, and then realizing. It's like that old saying, God, please give me the strength to, how does that go? Let's see, the wisdom to, I don't remember the exact words, to know, you know, if this is the right thing to do or not, if I've given my best, and then to know when not to work to try anymore, but to let God's will manifest. God's will is actually manifesting all the time. I think in a way we were given some will. Each of us was given a will to carry out his will. I really do. I think so. So, you know, the other thing is, like, how do the cards fit into all this, you know? Our cards of our life, and they're already in the book, as you know, your cards, and it tells what's going to happen every month and every year, but there's enough room there in the interpretation of these cards that you could say, well, a nine of spades, for example, could be a death. It could be many deaths, depending on what position it falls in your yearly spread. But any nine can also represent completion or fulfillment. So let's say somebody who's been going to medical school for 7 or 8 years, the year they graduate could be a nine of spades year because they're completing a cycle of work that began a long time ago. So, you know, we have to consider that cards have a lot of different meanings. So ultimately, I say, it's not the cards that were dealt, but what do we do with the cards that were dealt? And that's where our will comes in. So when you're reading my books and you're thinking about your cards, and, you know, it's not about like those cards are going to make you do something. This is a common mistake. A lot of people make it. I probably did to myself when I first started. But that's not really the way it was intended, okay? The cards are like a plan that you can look at and you can utilize. So, like, I look at the cards and I say, well, how can I make that card show up in my life in its most positive way? And I happen to have a nine of spades long range this year. So, you know, I'm looking at my life and I'm saying, well, I'm looking at what do I want to complete, what do I need to complete in my life, and I'm looking for signs that there may be things I need to let go of. I'm prepared to let go. If that's what's called for. I don't want to fight the divine will. I want to be in harmony with the divine will, if possible. I remember when I watched a few people playing Texas Hold'em on TV. I think it's quite fascinating. I think probably many of you have watched that on TV, or maybe you play, actually. And I'm always amazed at these guys that get in there and they're playing with, like, the top players on the planet. They get dealt a two and a three on the first two cards, on their two cards, and they're able to bluff everybody and win the pot. That always blows my mind, and I've actually played a little Texas Hold'em in Las Vegas. They have little poker rooms where you can play with other people. And I've seen people there also, and I can just feel like these people, I can feel that those people that do that, they just really want to win, and they're determined to win. So it's really like, it's a good example because it shows us that it's not the cards that were dealt that make a difference, it's what we do with them. So whatever our birthday is, whatever your birthday is and my birthday is, somebody else has the same birthday, same year, perhaps, and they're living their life in a different way than you are. Maybe you're accessing a more of a higher potential in some areas that are associated with your card, and perhaps they're manifesting some areas better than you are, or doing a better job in a certain way than you are. And you each have the same cards. You have the same basic pattern that you're born under. I mean, there are variations, of course, that come with the time of day and the year and so forth. But still, in the card system, when you're born on a certain day of the year, that's a pattern that is consistent in a lot of ways with other people born on that birthday. So, what are we doing in our life? What are we doing with the cards that we are dealt? That's the question. And, you know, if you're looking at your life right now, and I'm sure if some of you have done this because I have, you look at people that are born on your birthday or people that are celebrities that have your same card or your same birthday, and you wonder, like, wow, how come I didn't have that? Or why isn't my life have those things going on? Do you ever think those thoughts? I mean, I don't know if everybody does, but I imagine some of you do. So the question is, really comes down to this: how much of your life is really the way you want it right now, and how much would you change if you could? If you could really change your life, if you wanted to be different, if you wanted to access a more high side, on whatever level, I mean, or a bigger size of your card in some way. I mean, maybe, I mean, for example, my being a Cancer and also being a Queen of Diamonds, there's been quite a few people that are Queen of Diamonds who have a ton of money, become gazillionaires. I'm not a gazillionaire. I have everything I want, but I don't have, you know, $1 million or $2 million, okay? So sometimes I think, well, do I really want that? And I kind of, there's a part of me that does want that. I don't know, really know why. There aren't any real practical reasons for it, just think I would. And then I ask myself, well, how much do I want that? Do I really want that? Is it that important to me? It doesn't seem to be. I'm not really doing a whole lot to make that happen. I'm not making that a priority. I wonder about people like Bill Gates who, you know, they can have, you know, like as much money as anyone can possibly imagine. And what kind of a personality does it take to want that much? I mean, what would you do with it if you had it? How would you feel about it? I think each of us really is where we want to be right now. But there are times when we really do want to change. We want something more in our life, and we want to access a better or bigger side of our birthday. And then at those times, we can utilize the cards. We can use the cards as a guide. We can see what's going on in our life, and we can harmonize us up with the card on the higher side of whatever we want to have happen. That's really how you can do it. And that's how I counsel my clients. If you get a reading with me, I'm going to look at the situation and I'm going to tell you what you can do. It's never something that somebody else is going to do for us. It's something we have to do for ourselves. Okay? That's basically it. I remember one of my best friends, He once told me about this saying, and the saying is this: would you give up everything you have to have the thing that you really want most in your life? That's a really good question. You ever think about that? Would you give up everything you have right now if you could get the thing that you really wanted most? Wow, what a powerful question. What a thing to think about, to ponder upon. And what is that thing that you want the most out of everything? You know, our lives kind of go along. We kind of get sort of muddled in the day-to-day. And we lose perspective on what's going on. So I want you to give some thought to this. What is your karma? How do you feel about the karma, the hand you were dealt? Do you feel like you're doing a good job with it? Do you feel happy with the way you're manifesting it? These are some of the questions I'd like to hear answers from. Okay, from you guys. Okay, we're going to take a short break right now. If Don is listening, I would like to play one of the songs off my CD. And if he could play the one called Peace Filled Day, if he still has that one. If you don't, Don, just play any song. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. We already have Andrea. She's been waiting patiently this whole time to talk on line two, but we have two lines open, folks, so you're welcome to call in. Now's the time to call in and chime in and join in on the discussion. This is Robert Lee Camp. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and this is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Now is the time to call in. We have Andre on line two, but there are two lines open if you want to be next after her. So I'll be seeing your name pop up on my screen here if you call, and I'll know you're up and ready. So, Andre, are you there waiting patiently? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Andrea.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for being for patiently hanging in there.
Sure.
So, is your birthday July 11th, 1958?
That's correct.
Okay, just want to make sure before we start talking.
Okay.
And what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I have a job. Supposedly been hired recently, but never got a starting date. And there's a lot of stuff going on behind that. Although I trust, you know, that I sort of feel like this is a test for me. But I'm just trying to figure out, well, is this finally something that's going to be great for me now? Because I've had lousy jobs before and nothing really fulfilling. And I'm wondering if also the my financial situation will change. And, you know, just be able to pay for things, be able to support myself, and just change the cycle.
Yeah. Has this been has this been kind of a recurring thing in your life?
Yeah, it has been. A lot of scarcity, a lot of lack, and I have worked very hard on myself for a couple of years now to change the way I think. And, you know, I see some things moving, and then, you know, this job came along, and I hadn't been working either. And then all of a sudden, it sort of put the brakes on, because I wasn't given a time frame, because there's lots of things behind the scenes, like a grant has to go in place, and
So let me ask you something. Have you read in my book at all about your card or anything?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay, so you don't know much about the cards at all, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's fine. Well, let me just say a few things, okay, that might be helpful.
Okay.
Your birthday identifies you as a four of diamonds. And you're also, we each have a secondary card called a ruling card, and your ruling card is also a four. It's a four of hearts. So you have you're a double four, okay? And four is about security. It's basically, and you're a Cancer too, which makes it even stronger, you understand? Because Cancer is all about security also. But what it is about four diamonds is they seem to have a way of perpetuating the struggle in their life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. There's a thing about four diamonds. They keep hoping that life won't be so hard. Do you understand?
Yes.
But it always is hard.
Yes, it has.
Now, so there's a lazy streak in a lot of four diamonds people. There's a part of them that doesn't want to have to work so hard for everything. But see, the problem is they're born under this four influence, and the four has to work hard. That's the nature of the energy they're born under. So what can happen, though, is if the four diamonds person stops trying to find an easy way out and just works hard, everything flip-flops around and it gets really good. Does that make sense?
Yeah, somewhat.
Well, you know, I mean, I can look in your cards and I can see influences, but they're not going to happen. Nothing in the cards is going to make something happen for you. It's going to have to happen with your involvement, okay? So, like I see, this is a year for you to have a new beginning, a new start, a new job, okay? But, you know, it's going to come with your effort. It's going to come with what, it's only going to manifest because you're deciding it's going to manifest. You have the choice you have to make. You know, there's a lot of really famous and successful Four Diamonds people. Did you know that? Have you looked at, you don't know the book. But there's people like the girl that was on X-Files. I forget her name, and then there the female, and then there's Whitney Houston, she's a Four Diamonds, and then there's Bruce Willis, he's a Four Diamonds, and then there's Glenn Close, who I've done a reading for in the past, she's a Four Diamonds. And these people, they don't have the happiest lives. Did you know?
Yeah.
They work very hard, and they get from that work, they get a sense of happiness and satisfaction. You follow me?
Yes.
So, that's the solution for you and for all Four Diamonds, is just be willing to do and work as hard as you have to, and don't worry about it, and don't think it should be different. You know, when you get a job, you know, just be willing to do whatever it takes and do it. See? That's a change. So I'm looking at your cards. I think this job is going to be great for you.
Sounds good.
So, but the things I've told you, and this show is being recorded, by the way, so you can listen to this again later if you want on the website. These things I'm telling you are very, very significant for every Four Diamonds. So think a little bit more about that, what I've said, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, I wish you... Did you have any other questions, Andrea?
Well, I'm also wondering, is there going to be a change in person or, I should say, of boyfriend?
Are you in a relationship right now?
No, I don't.
Well, there's somebody coming in very soon.
Oh,
are you ready?
Yeah, actually, I have been working on that because I put that off for like 3 years.
I would be willing to bet that this person is going to show up in the next 3 to 4 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I see.
That's amazing.
You might even have a couple people show up.
Oh, well, that's even better. That's good.
Yeah, because
I just don't want to latch on.
See, you have a six of hearts right now, and you're in your Venus period, which began yesterday, or actually began on the 1st of September. And each of these periods lasts 52 days. Well, you have a six of hearts. That means a destined love coming back into your life.
Wow. Okay.
And it's considered a good one, not a bad one. Okay.
Oh, good.
And then later in the year, you have a three of hearts. So that means, you know, oh, should I have this guy or that guy? So that usually means you're, you know, have more than one person that you're interested in.
Okay.
All righty. I'm glad you asked about that because I saw the cards and I was going to say something. Look for good things to come from people and look for a good person personally to come into your life very soon.
Okay.
Okay, Andrea?
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right. Have
All
a good
right,
one.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have now line two is open. We have on line three, Rebecca, who's in Texas. Are you there, Rebecca?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. So, how are you this evening?
Good. I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
First of all, are all Cancer planetary ruling cards diamonds? Cards.
I'm sorry, are all what?
Are all Cancer planetary ruling cards hearts?
No, not at all.
No. Okay.
I'm a Cancer, and my ruling card's a diamond.
Okay. So I'm a little confused. I've spoken to you about this once before. I'm born on June 21st, but I am a Cancer.
Okay.
So am I a nine of spades, or am I something else?
If you're a Cancer, you are a jack of hearts.
Jack of hearts.
Yes.
Okay. How do you come up with that?
Well, the planetary ruling card is determined by the sun sign, your sun sign.
Uh-huh.
And Cancer is ruled by, the sign of Cancer is ruled by the moon, right?
Uh-huh.
So the moon card in your life spread is your ruling card.
Uh-huh.
That's the answer.
Okay, I just didn't know.
If you were a Gemini, what do you know what planet rules Gemini?
No. What?
Mercury.
Uh-huh.
You have to know the rulers of the planets.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what signs each planet rules, and then you can do it on your own.
Right.
You're a Cancer, so Cancer is ruled by the moon. So your moon card is your ruling card in your life spread, and yours happens to be the Jack of Hearts.
Okay, so the moon card is the planetary ruling card?
For you, because you're a Cancer. And for every Cancer, it's their moon card.
Okay, I see then. Because when I was looking in your book, you know, Cards of Destiny in the back of the book, where it says moon card and planetary ruling card, it had the Nine of Spades for the 21st.
Well, generally, usually people born on your birthday are Geminis.
Uh-huh.
It's unusual for there to be a Cancer one.
Okay, so you wouldn't go by both cards then? You just go by one card or the other?
If you're truly a Cancer, you have to use the Cancer card.
Okay.
Which in your
and
case
then
is a
why sometimes do people have two planetary ruling cards?
Scorpios have a double ruler. Only Scorpios have two.
Okay.
They're ruled by both Mars and Pluto, so they have two ruling cards.
Okay. Because I noticed on June 22nd, it says Six of Diamonds or Jack of Spades is the planetary ruling card. But again, that would not... Would you go back to...
When it says or, there's a difference.
Uh-huh.
There's some birthdays that say or and some that say and.
Okay.
The or means you're born on a cusp.
Uh-huh.
And you might be either one. You have to know your birthday to know which one. The book explains all this, actually, in the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of... I'm still kind of confused then, because the 21st, then you would only be a Nine of Spades if you were a Gemini. If you're a Cancer, you
most people born on the 21st are Geminis, and their ruling card is the Nine of Spades.
Nine of Spades.
But
okay.
You said, I'm taking your word that you're actually born a Cancer.
Uh-huh.
And if you are, your ruling card is a Jack of Hearts.
Okay. All right. And then how would... the Nine of Clubs and a Jack of Hearts, how compatible would they be with someone that is a Four of Diamonds?
What birthday?
4/17.
4/17?
Yes.
So he's an Aries?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a Six of Clubs ruling card. There's a past life connection between those two birthdays.
Uh-huh.
Have you read the connections in the Love Cards book yet?
I don't have the Love Cards book. No,
I don't. Oh, okay. Well, you might want to get that because that will help you look up people and see what's going on between the two of you.
Uh-huh.
So what those two birthdays have, it's most significant as a past life Mars connection, which means there's a strong attraction to each other.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know if it's really that compatible, but I do know that you get to be the boss in this relationship.
Really?
Yep, and you better make sure you know where you're going.
Well, we've been married 22 years.
You've always been the boss.
I've never known that.
A lot of people that I tell that to, because they came from a tradition where women were never the boss, never knew it, but it's true.
Gosh, I've never seen it like the relationship like that.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah, your husband is moon to you, but you have a marriage connection, too. It's really good.
Okay.
So, but if you want to read more about that, read the Love Cards book.
Okay. And how about when people are born one card from another? And like someone born, he's born on April 17th. And then if a woman was born like on March 20th, so she would be a Three of Diamonds, how would that, if when a person's born one
card? When their cards are only one card apart, they're very compatible. That's called a moon connection.
Uh-huh.
And that's the one that's most responsible for marriages.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's considered a very high compatibility.
Okay.
Now, that's only one connection, though. There can be other connections that would give other aspects that might be different, but that one is pretty good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, Rebecca, I'm going to have to let you go now.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, I was listening to your program earlier when you were talking about Dharma and talking about, you know, destiny, and I really appreciated everything that you said. I really think that's the truth, that you have to make the best of everything that you have.
Thank you. I appreciate you commenting on that, Rebecca. Thanks.
Yeah, that was a real important point, because I've often wondered about that, and I appreciate you pointing that out.
Thank you for sharing that, Rebecca. I appreciate it, too, that you said
okay.
that.
Good
yeah,
night.
I wanted to ask people about that tonight,
uh-huh.
so I'm glad you
yeah.
shared that.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, have a great evening.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, we have all the lines were full. We have now line 3 open, but we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Ed from Hawaii. We're going to have a quick little song. I'd like to hear, if possible, Closer to You. And then after Closer to You, we'll come back and talk to Ed and then Sally, who've been waiting patiently. Line 3 is now open. Be right back.
Has no real meaning in this world of sin. If I have to wait forever, if I have to die again, there's nothing more important, there is no other way. And I am getting closer, there's nothing in my way.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, Mr. Destiny, and we are live coming from sunny California, which is now dark. It's sunny nighttime here. We have a couple people waiting. Ed is on line 4 and Sally's on line 2. We'll talk to Ed first, and line 3 is open if you want to get in line and ask a question tonight. So let's talk to Ed from Hawaii.
Hello, Robert.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Must be still daylight there where you are.
It still is. Yes, the sun will go down in about an hour. Yeah. I have a couple questions. One of them actually was about work, and I was looking at my astrocartography, and I'm wondering how that feeds in with the cards.
Well, they don't actually blend together, but they're both very useful tools. There is a theory out that you can... There's a theory that I don't personally ascribe to, but there's actually a book written about it, too. I don't remember the name of the book, but it's called... It's by Rose Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, and she gives the birthdays of different locations, and then you can see how compatible you are with those places by the birthdays using the card system.
Okay.
But I don't personally think that's also accurate. It
okay.
might be accurate. I'm not saying that it isn't. But astrocartography I have found to be very accurate.
Well, the thing that I was looking at was I have two lines that run through Hawaii myself, and they're more about being in and being... like more of an inward focus and more family, and it's actually sort of challenging. I mean, it seems to make sense a little bit. So right now I don't have a family or a relationship or that area. But also I noticed that it's also challenging for work. I have a personal question. I just came into a new birthday into my 45th year now.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, everything's supposed to be looking really good according to the cards.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, why do I feel so stuck?
Well, you know, you're in the year is just getting going for you. I mean, you're in your Venus period still.
Right.
And you have a four of spades and an ace of spades. There is an opportunity here for you to have a big change. And, you know, you're not somebody who changes very easily, as you know, right? Because you're an 8 of Clubs.
Is it because of the fixed cards?
Yeah. 8 of Clubs are very fixed.
Uh-huh.
But this year is a really good year for you to change. And I think you're going to be moving by your next birthday. To be moved.
I'll be moving by my next birthday?
Yeah, by your next birthday. You're not going to be in Hawaii anymore.
Really?
Yeah. You know, as beautiful as Hawaii is, it's not a good place for everybody.
Right.
And I have fantastic lines there myself. I got a sun line there. And that's the best line you can have, by the way. Did you know that?
It's what line?
The sun line.
The trend line.
Yeah. Living under an astrocartography sun line is the best.
Okay.
So you can, you know, check around and see where your sun lines are and get going.
Right. Now, did you say sun or friend?
No, I said the sun line.
The sun line. Okay.
You know, astrocartography puts lines on the globe.
Right, right.
Based on your planets. There's a moon line, a sun line, a Saturn line, a Uranus, Jupiter, Mars, Mercury, Venus, right?
Okay, I didn't see that. I thought it was where it was more like for work or family. Or...
Well, you want to read, I'm just telling you the line to look for. Look for a sun line. Meanings that are given to them, you know, they vary, you know. Like, I think introspection, you probably have a moon line there, or perhaps a Neptune line in Hawaii.
Could very well be.
But if you go to astro.com, and they got a free chart called AstroClick Travel, mm-hmm. and you can see all your lines on the whole planet.
Okay. Well, I did check that out. I'll check it out again. And it looked like, you know, good lines for work and, you know, success and career was in France, which, you know, is not quite as...
Well, if you have a moon line there...
for that aspect.
If you have other lines that are introspective, that's not... They're going to both... show up, you know.
Gotcha.
You don't need that. You need one where it's all going out and going good, you know.
Okay.
I think this should be a great year once you get, you got to get out of there.
Okay. All right.
I mean, my intuition tells me this.
Yeah, and my big question right now is really about direction.
Yeah.
Not just in a physical sense, but it just seems like... I'm willing to go. I'm ready to move, you know, on any different level. It's just where. I'm waiting for clarity at that point. And another question that I have is that Ace of Spades coming up in my Venus period. Now, would that possibly be putting a hold on things, that things will become clearer as I go through this transition?
You mean the Ace of Spades you have in Venus right now, you mean?
I've got the Ace of Spades in Venus right now.
Aren't you in Venus right now?
I'm sorry?
Aren't you in your Venus period right now?
I am, yes.
And you have an
I'm
Ace
right
of Spades.
Right in the middle of it almost.
Yeah, you have an Ace of Spades, right?
Right.
That means a big change.
Okay.
So you can utilize that. Like I was talking earlier about how the cards can be like a guide for us. Like,
right.
You know you're not happy there. You know things aren't going the way you want them to.
Right.
Some part of you knows you don't want to be there in Hawaii anymore.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm happy at a certain level, but on other levels that seem more important at this point in my life, I'm ready for something different.
Yeah. So look at your cards, and you could move now. I mean, the Ace of Spades in Venus can bring a big transformation around your home. So,
uh-huh.
But, you know, there's no hurry. You don't have to do it now.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, there could be a different kind of job that you should be doing. I'm not sure. But the Five of Hearts result this year tells me you're going to move by your next birthday.
Okay.
And your Four of Spades long range tells me it's really important. Like, where do you live?
Yeah.
And you need to get that settled once and for all. Like, where is the best place for you to live?
Right.
And then you can move on from there.
Gotcha.
You can move at any time. You can leave there immediately if you want to.
Uh-huh.
The sooner the better, because you got such great cards coming up later this year in Mars and Jupiter. You want to be somewhere where you can take advantage of that.
and I'm sorry, you mean the Ten of Hearts and the Queen of Hearts?
Yes, and the Ten of Diamonds and the Jack of Diamonds. These are all really great cards.
Okay. And is that more like the Ten of Hearts and Queen of Hearts? Is that more for romance?
That's for just popularity and perhaps romance, too.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
How many girlfriends can you handle at once?
Basically just one.
You're like just the one girlfriend kind of guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that 10 won't do you much good then. I thought you could try 10, you know.
That would be a stretch.
I'm just having a little fun with you.
Yeah, thank you. All right. Is there anything else that that you may be able to help me become aware of that I may not know?
Well, you know, no, I think that really covers it. I mean, there's nothing else that's really significant. This is really, until you get that going, everything else is on hold, you know?
Gotcha.
It's like this is what is... This has to happen so everything else can happen.
Okay.
But everything else, it's all wanting to happen, but you have to cooperate and get it going.
Okay. Well, I will take those words to heart, and I'll give you an update.
Yeah, give us a call on your Mars or your Jupiter period and let us know how things are going.
Okay, great.
That'll be wonderful.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
All right. Thank you for calling. Yeah, it's great talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're going to go right on and talk to Sally, who's been waiting so patiently, calling from Arizona on line 2. Are you there, Sally? Hello? Is this Sally?
Yes.
Hi, Sally.
Hello.
I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Thanks for being patient.
I can just barely hear you.
Oh, I can hear you really good.
Okay. That's a little better. Thank you.
Oh, good. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I would like to know if my cards show that I will be selling my current home and moving.
Okay. Well, usually I look in the Uranus period, but you actually have fives right now, so... You're supposed to be moving right away here soon. How are things going with the sale of your house?
Oh, it's not even up on the market yet.
Well, then why are you asking me? You think the cards are going
to
keep going down there and list it?
Is that something that I should do or not?
Well, sounds like you want to. Are you like going back and forth about it?
Yeah.
But don't you do that about everything, though?
Pardon?
Don't you kind of go back and forth about everything?
Yeah. Somewhat.
Yeah, well, you just need to decide about this. But I think if you're ready, it can happen right away. Are you ready to blast off? I tell you one thing, okay? Do you know the cards at all?
Pardon?
Do you know the card system at all?
A little bit, yeah. I've got the book.
Well, you're better off moving now than in your Saturn period, which is in January, February, and March next year. Okay? Your influences now for moving are much easier.
So from now till when?
October 9th.
By the end of the year?
October 9th.
From now through October 9th?
Yes.
Well, that couldn't possibly happen.
If you say so. But, you know, fives are indicators of moves, okay? You have fives now, and you have fives in the Saturn period. You follow me?
So you're saying the Saturn period would be more difficult to move in?
Yeah, it's not impossible. It's just difficult. Because Saturn is...
One of the reasons, I'm traveling a lot.
Oh, you are. Okay, so maybe those fives you have now are indicators of your traveling that you're doing.
Yeah, I have two major trips that I'll be going on. That's why it'd be very difficult to move now.
That's probably what the fives are that I see right now. Because fives can indicate journeys also, travel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I see that there's a dissatisfaction right now this year, that you're not really, you're feeling the urge to go somewhere else. I don't know if you actually will or not. I mean, there's no guarantee here. How's your romantic life doing?
It's okay.
Is there one guy?
I've been in a relationship with someone.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
And do you know his card?
Yes, 11-2. Let's see, 11-2-3-6.
So he's a five of diamonds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And also a four of hearts. And a nine of diamonds. Those are his cards. Well, I don't know why. I'm just going to say this, even though there's no evidence to support it right now. You have the King of Hearts showing up twice in this year in the most prominent positions. And the King of Hearts in a woman's spread usually means a lover. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I noticed that as well when I looked at mine.
Yeah. So there's a possibility that somebody new might pop into your life.
You think someone new might pop into my life?
Yes, that's what I think. Exactly.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, we wouldn't have life any other way now, would we? Especially when you're a three of clubs.
It's always interesting.
I know. I mean, that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm.
So, looks like this is not going to be a bad year. If you do move, don't move in Saturn period, okay? It will not be fun. It'll stress you out, and you'll probably get sick from it, okay?
Okay, well, I will take that word of advice.
Don't move at that period.
Okay.
Any other period is fine, but not that one. But I'm not sure if you're going to move, actually, because it's just not that strong. It's possible. Don't get me wrong. There's a possibility here that exists. I see it, but I don't see enough of the influences to say for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So it's just kind of the way I'm feeling.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you're tuned in on some level. You're tuned into what's going on, and your feeling will tell you. It tells you what's really going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're a Cancer like me. You're a feely wheely person.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last word. I'm a Cancer like you.
You're a Cancer. You're a very feely wheely person.
Yes.
We feel everything.
Very, very much so.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of Cancers on tonight.
Yeah, I know. What's going on here? Let's see. This is like the...
We're all ganging up on you.
Actually, we've only had Cancers all night. You're the fourth one. And I'm the fifth one, so maybe that's enough.
This is Cancer night.
Cancer night, yeah. Sorry you can't call in unless you're a Cancer. Only crab cakes are allowed tonight.
That's right.
My girlfriend calls me crab cake.
No one's ever called me crab cakes.
Okay, well, you have yet to enjoy that. So what do you think about your karma, Sally?
What do I think about my karma?
Yeah. How do you think you're dealing with your life, with your card, and are you getting the best out of it? Or do you think you could do better?
I think so. My life is actually working pretty well right now.
Uh-huh.
And it's getting better. I've had a lot of difficult times through the years, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But everything is looking brighter and brighter with each year now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. And what do you do for a profession?
I'm in marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I market actually, it's I'm very involved in spiritual endeavors too. I do energy healing, and the products I market have to do with energy as well.
Energy in the body, or like energy in the car, or what?
No, I do energy healing on the body.
Okay. And your products are body products?
They're products for the body. Yes.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm sure you're a great promoter of whatever you have to offer.
Pardon?
I'm sure you're a great promoter of what you have.
Well, I've been told that.
Because you're a Five of Hearts ruling card. That's a very good promoter.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Oh, yeah. And Three of Clubs are not shabby either. They're both good. So your cards
they're
are very...
They're both good as far as promoters?
Yeah, as far as promoting things you believe in, they're great.
Well, that's good to know, since that's the business I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, it really wouldn't have mattered what business you were in, as long as it allowed you some freedom to travel and to express yourself. You'd be happy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's true.
Meet new people, you know.
Tend to be very independent and like to be my own person.
Yeah. I mean, your husband must be, your partner or whatever must be really perfect for you that he allows you to have all that freedom.
He wouldn't be my partner if he didn't.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Got to put up with your coming and going a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be difficult for a jealous person to, not that I do anything to make anyone jealous, but...
Of course. All right, Sally, I'm going to let you go. Thanks for calling tonight, and good luck with everything.
Well, thank you.
It's going to be a very nice year. Don't worry about it. Okay, we're going to take a short break now, folks. We're going to come back. We have someone waiting on line three. Line two and four are now open if you want to call in. I would like to hear the song off my CD called Sri Ram, if you don't mind. And when that's done, we'll come back and talk to Amma. I think it's Amma. I'm not sure of the spelling. We'll see when we talk to her. This is Robert Camp. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp coming to you live from nice and cool evening, California. We have waiting on line three, Amma. Is Amma there?
Okay.
Hi, Amma.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you if I listen hard.
Oh, well, maybe Don can turn my voice up a little bit for you.
Okay.
Is your birthday May the 12th, 1954?
Yes, it is.
And what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I think I would like a general kind of read on my... I guess I have a question first.
Yeah, go ahead.
What is the difference between the birth card spread and the planetary ruling card spread?
Well, first you need to know the difference between your birth card and your ruling card. Like,
okay.
What are those two parts of you... What are those two parts of you? Do you understand?
Can you say that again?
Well, you need to recognize, like, you're a seven of diamonds and a jack of hearts, right?
Yes.
You need to understand what part of your personality is seven of diamonds and what part is jack of hearts.
Okay.
And then once you see what part of you operates out of those cards, then the cards in that spread are affecting that part of you.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I've never quite looked at it that way. That's interesting.
Right. So, like you know, your seven of diamonds is a lot more money conscious than your jack of hearts.
Uh-huh.
So your seven of diamonds spread will be more to do with those areas of your life. Not exclusively, though, but, you know. And your jack of hearts, of course, is your savior side.
Mm-hmm.
And probably your more romantic side as well.
Okay.
So the cards in that spread will be more probably to deal with that part of you.
Okay, okay.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Now what
question?
Well,
my other question has to do with my current work situation. I'm in a situation that's... it's a bit challenging because the pay is low, but the nature of the work is very satisfying. And,
well, it can't be all that satisfying if it's not paying you very much.
Excuse me?
Do you understand?
I didn't hear you.
it can't be all that satisfying if it's not paying you enough.
Well, right. I'm just saying that the activity, the things that that I'm doing are very much in line with what I enjoy.
Okay, I hear that, but I'm telling you that you sold yourself short.
Yeah.
Because you think you can't have it all.
Say that I can't have it all?
You think that you can't have it all.
Oh, I'm saying that I can't.
Yeah, you're saying you can't have it all.
No, that's interesting.
Because you chose to work a job that didn't have it all.
Yeah.
It just had part of it.
Uh-huh.
But the other part's missing, and that's the truth.
Yeah, that is the truth.
And so you need to get going. You need to get out of that job and get on to something else.
Mm.
Because it ain't the job for you.
Wow.
You know why? Because you need more money than that.
Yeah, I do.
And you want, and not just need it, you want it.
Exactly. No.
And it's okay to have more money.
Very true.
It's okay to have a little more money, you know?
Yeah.
More than meets your needs.
Exactly.
Extra, exactly. You know, so you can do fun things like take vacations and whatever, you know, you like to do with your money. Buy yourself
some
nice
stuff.
That.
I would like to have a little cash flow.
Yeah, you know, have some extra...
substantial cash flow.
Have some extra money for nice things and, you know, it gives you more money to spend on your friends and family.
Exactly, exactly.
So you have all the cards for that to happen this year, okay?
Uh-huh.
So all you have to do is just make up your mind and get going. You're the third person tonight that I had to say this to. I swear, it's been like a little pattern here. Make up your mind and get going, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, you know, you're a very fixed card, so you don't budge easily.
Yeah.
You need like a little dynamite, you know, under your butt, you know. But this is a little dynamite here I'm giving you.
Okay.
You want to blast out of there.
I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for calling tonight.
Okay, I'll do so again.
Yes, let us know what happens after you quit this loser job and go find a real one that you really like.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for being a guest on the show tonight, Alma.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, good luck, and have a nice sleep tonight. Okay, that was fun. I used to have a good friend that was born on Alma's birthday, and so I know that energy of that birthday a little bit. Not, I can't say completely, but I certainly know a little bit. We have somebody on line two. Line three and line four are now open, folks, if you want to call in. But now we're going to talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Whenever somebody's name is Elizabeth, I get concerned.
Why?
You know why, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, it's a very queenly name.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so you know they're going to be really pushy and high maintenance.
I like to think not, but it's possible.
We'll have to ask your boyfriends.
yeah, they may think that it's true. It's very possibly.
It's a matter of perspective. So you had the courage to call in tonight.
Yes.
That was a big step.
I'm surprised. I've never done anything like this before.
Really? Wow. I'm glad to pop your cherry.
I really respect your work. I feel it. And so I'm just...
And you're calling from L.A.?
Yes.
So this must be important if you call tonight. What's on your mind?
I just feel like I'm not doing very, very well with my card, the Nine of Hearts. I really don't want to have a card anymore, and I was wondering if you could just help me... get another card.
Now, let me make sure I have your birthday right. What is your birthday?
10/26/63.
Okay, so you're a Nine of Hearts.
Right.
Okay. You're Hillary Clinton's birthday.
I'm who?
You have the same birthday as Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes, I'm thrilled. I respect her.
Yeah, cool. So what is it about your card that you're not really getting that you think you should need to change or whatever?
Well, I don't feel like I... first of all, the part about having a lot of relationships end and disappointment on the affectionate level, I really feel like that's true. And I don't know that maybe I'm not letting go as I should, but I really feel like I wonder if there's any way to just stabilize that aspect of this card.
Well, you know, it's every Nine of Hearts has something that is a part of them that they're born with.
Right.
And they really think that it's the right way to do it because that's all they know. You understand?
Right.
For each Nine of Hearts, specifically what it is that they have to let go of or change about themselves is different for every different person, you know.
Huh. Right.
I do know that Nine of Hearts, they tend to be, as a group, they all tend to be somewhat codependent. You know what codependent means?
Yes. I was looking at the marriage. I think you have a scale of how marriageable somebody is.
Yeah.
And I think it says codependent.
Yeah. I mean, you know, but I mean, do you relate to that? Do you like try to save people or want them to save you?
I think I was dramatically like that, and I feel like I put so much work into my spiritual growth and psychological growth that I feel like I really have evolved beyond that. But I'm not in a relationship now, so I don't know really how that's going to manifest.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Yeah, I have put so much energy into changing. It's really scary. I think it's really scary. I feel like I'm in some new chapter all the time.
Well, you know, Scorpios, you're a Scorpio, and Scorpios have to, they're always constantly shedding their skin, you know. They're the sign of transformation, so you guys are always doing something to change.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and a Scorpio will always have like a certain number of dark night of the soul kind of chapters in their life. You know,
right.
So you know, there's no telling. You know, you're one of those people that somebody who knew you 5 years ago would meet you and go, "Oh my God, I didn't even recognize you. You changed so much." You know, I mean, seriously.
I was reading though in your book about how some if people really put a lot of work into themselves.
Yeah,
that's my question. Like, if you put a lot of work into yourselves and you sort of heal yourself from, say, my particular cards is a codependent. If I heal myself from that, will I be like, I don't know.
Well, you can get to a point where that's not an issue in your life anymore.
Right.
Like, you'll see it come up, but it won't ever manifest in your life anymore because you'll be aware of it and you will have embraced it.
So will my sort of experience of being a Nine of Hearts change?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll change to the high side. But see, the other thing about you is, you know, being a Scorpio and all, you have two ruling cards, right? You have a Queen of Spades and you have a King of Clubs.
Right.
Okay. And every Scorpio person is here to go from the Scorpion to the Eagle.
Right.
Or from the Scorpion to the Phoenix. Right. And the phoenix.
That's what I hope for. Yes.
And the phoenix is the bird that rises out of the ashes, right, of its own destruction.
Right.
So your phoenix card is the King of Clubs. That's the one you have to focus on in your life. That card holds the key to what your destiny is. See.
I like that card. Like when I read about the Queen of Spades, it talks a lot about struggle and service.
Yeah.
Workaholism.
Yeah. So it's a matter for you of transforming from the Queen of Spades to the King of Clubs. Okay.
And how do I know, what are the challenges of the King of Clubs?
You know? King of Clubs is number one as a leader, and King of Clubs is, you know, a person who is a just, who is a master in some area of knowledge, like an author or a teacher or a statesman. You understand?
Right.
So if you're accessing, if you're heading in that direction, you know you're probably on course.
Yeah, I think I am.
Well, good. Yeah, I mean, you know, Hillary's doing it in her way.
Right.
You know. So she still brings her codependent nature into her, you know, she tried anyway with her whole healthcare system, which you probably think's a good idea, too, because you're nine hearts. Save the world.
But isn't like the nine hearts, isn't that whole thing about the Pisces energy,
yeah,
and now
yeah,
we're going to be
very,
entering the Aquarian energy,
yeah,
which is more independent?
Yeah, nine hearts is very Piscean.
Right.
You know. They can't help it. It's one of the savior type cards, you know?
Right.
And it's
yeah,
okay. It's okay. In general, it's an okay thing, especially like in your work. It's okay to have your work kind of dedicated to helping the world in a big way. That's cool. But it's never good in your relationships to do that.
Interesting.
You know,
very interesting.
It never works in a relationship to go into it with the thought, well, my love is going to heal that person.
I did several of those relationships.
Or the opposite, which is, oh, their love is going to heal me. You know. That's,
right.
There's two sides to that coin. Either one never works out.
So when it says, like, the Nine of Hearts, that if they give in to their escapist tendencies and their fears, then they suffer.
Yeah.
I suppose, I don't know, does that mean just sort of not making the right choices?
Well, no, some Nine of Hearts fall into kind of a depression because they have so much loss in their life. You don't sound like you're a real depressed person. I'm sure you have your darker moments.
Right.
But you also have a lot of up energy. I can feel it, you know. But if a Nine of Hearts, some nine, and all the nines really can be this way, they can feel like life has handed them such a shitty deal.
Right.
That they get kind of like depressed, you know.
Right.
And then that can lead them into drugs and stuff like that, and to escape from the pain.
Right.
And then that's not good, not for your particular card.
So when you finish with this card, and if there is such a thing as reincarnation, do you come back? Like, is the Ten of Hearts? Is
no,
like if you come
no,
back?
No, you'll. What you'll do is that after you're dead. You'll still be alive in the astral plane, your
right,
spirit, and you will at that. And then, and when you die, at that point, you're going to remember all your past lives. You can't remember them now. You can't remember them now, but all that stuff that you don't know, it's all going to come to you. You can't handle it when you're down here. You can only handle it when you're up there. And you're going to get together with all these people that love you, these other energy, these beings that love you and have been looking after you for eons. You guys are going to sit down and decide together what would be the best card for me to be the next time around, to finish the work that I'm doing in myself, to take myself to the next level. And that could be any card. But you
don't think I could just have an easy card the next time.
Well, I think you probably will. I mean, I it sounds like you're working on yourself. All that always creates good karma.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that always creates good karma. You Scorpios are so hard on yourselves. I remember there was this movie. Did you ever see that movie? You may not have seen it. It's kind of old. It's called Brother Sun, Sister Moon.
No, but I've heard about it.
It's about St. Francis of Assisi. Well, he had a small gathering of guys that were following him in this church, and he discovered that some of the guys would wear under their clothing these like vices that would be causing them pain. They were doing it as a penance, you know.
Oh, right.
And they were like, their skin would be like bleeding and stuff from these vices squeezing and ripping at their skin. That's kind of what Scorpios have. They got like stuff under their clothes you can't see. They're like torturing themselves. You guys got to lighten up a little bit.
It's a tough sign.
Yeah. Well, every sign is tough in its own way.
Interesting.
But, so anyway, you sound like a really up Scorpio. You must have some other good stuff, like maybe some Leo in there, maybe some Sagittarius.
Oh, I have Aquarius and Gemini.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty happy for all of the loss, all of the friends that I've lost, but I seem to be okay.
Yeah, I say that when you're a nine, your life is a yard sale life.
Yeah.
You know, everything you that was so valuable to you, you have to kind of give it away for 1/100th of its value.
It seems like a whole thing about letting go all the time. This philosophy of letting go, which is not always easy.
Well, and isn't it hard to know when to let, what things to let go of, too? Isn't that challenging?
Right. I was listening to your thing about surrender. It strikes me as the same thing.
Yeah.
Like you have to try your hardest, and at a certain point, you just have to surrender.
Yeah, I mean, and then you know when it's time when you've done your best, and it just didn't work out.
Right.
You know, if I did my very best, and then it comes back like, oh, it's not meant to be, then I need to know that God's will is stronger and it's pointing me in that new direction. So, yeah,
right.
I agree with you completely. Thanks for sharing that, too.
You're welcome.
So it's great having you on the show. I'm glad you had the courage to talk.
Thank
you. Your long-range card this year is an Ace of Spades, so this is a big transformation year for you. And you have an Ace of Spades right now. Until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow.
Oh, right. What's tomorrow?
You start your Neptune period, and you have a Five of Diamonds.
Is that a good card?
It's a good card for taking a little trip.
Oh, right. That's right. I was trying to get a passport for my daughter. Interesting. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you should go on a trip, I think.
Great.
That will be, yeah, you'll enjoy it, I'm sure. And you said you're single, is that true?
Yes.
You have a Two of Hearts coming up in Neptune also.
Oh, great. Is that a good thing? It sounds good.
So, you know, go on a cruise ship or something and there'll be some guy there, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I would definitely do it if I were you.
I will try.
Yeah, see if you can pull that off.
Okay.
Too bad you didn't have a little more advanced notice. You have more time to pull that together.
You know, I was feeling it, and I just didn't get it together. You know, it does seem like you feel things for a reason.
Well, yeah.
It takes a while to get a passport.
Yeah, I know. I just had to get mine redone. It was expiring, you know, and I think it took 2 months to get it back.
Right.
I did finally get it back, though. They're really strange looking, the new ones.
Oh, really? I haven't seen them.
They're like really high tech, like impossible to copy.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, they're pretty fascinating.
Wow, cool.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, Queen Elizabeth.
Thank you very much. Thanks
and call
for
in
listening.
Again and let's chat.
Okay.
All right, have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Okay, we have waiting patiently on line 4. We have Mike. Are you still there, Mike? Hello?
Hello.
Is that Mike?
Yes, hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. You're the third person tonight to call in who's a Four Diamonds.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Hey, I don't know. So what's on your mind tonight?
I was kind of wondering how I'm looking for the rest of this year.
You mean till your birthday?
All the way through January.
Well, you planning any trips?
Not really. No, nothing definite.
Well, I know you like to travel.
Oh, I love to travel.
Yeah, okay. So you've got a Five of Spades coming up in Neptune. You need to be going. You should call Elizabeth up and you take her. You guys go.
I wonder if my wife would mind.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that's going to be a little problem, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, a five, this is a very strong card. I mean, it's either like travel or it's like a move or something.
Hmm. When does that come around?
It starts October 10th. And then it ends on your birthday, that period. So, I mean, it sounds to me like you have some specific issues at hand that you're looking for some information about. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah, so why don't you tell me what those are and I can help you more.
Okay, to be quite honest with you, right now I'm going through a foreclosure on my house. I'm doing some stuff that I really believe is going to save it. I'm kind of starting a new business and metaphysical area.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to expand that through, you know, before Christmas. I've managed to get into three stores in Cleveland here, you know, that they're selling my stuff already. And just mainly getting my foot in the door.
Uh-huh. So there's a chance that your house will foreclose, is that right?
Right now they've given summary judgment, but we're doing some stuff that I believe is going to pay the house off in my favor.
Okay, so, but there's still this possibility that exists that you might lose the house.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, and if that happened, when would that happen, if it happened?
I would suspect something, I would hear something this month at least.
Okay. So that five of spades that you have coming up in your Neptune period could be you moving.
Hmm.
Okay. That's, you have to consider that as being a possibility.
Right, I know.
Now, did you know your cards? Do you have my books and stuff?
No, I don't. I just look on your website.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can actually change the date on your computer and you can go ahead into the future if you want to check your future cards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just change your computer's date to, like, you know, a month from now, and you'll have the cards for the next period.
Oh, really? So go in the control panel and change the settings on it?
Yeah, you can just, actually, you can just do it around the main, usually around the main screen. Just put your mouse over the time and right-click, and you can change the date right there. A little easier.
Oh.
But that way you would have seen that you have a five of spades coming up.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But you can't see that right now,
right?
Because you're just looking at the current period. But even in this, and you also don't know this, but you have a second card, the ruling card, which is the six of spades, and it has cards happening right now too. There's actually two sets of cards that are going on in your life, and you have a five right now, actually. So it's not. This five that's coming up is not a definite thing because it has other meanings. Okay? It has other meanings. So it's not necessarily that you're going to have to move, but it's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Still a possibility. So I think your career, though, is going to be taking a whole new form here in the next 4 to 6 months.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think you're going to be moving into something that is more... I don't know the whole story behind your life, Mike, but, you know... Somehow you got to where you are right now, you know.
Yeah.
Like there's been a lot of things that have kind of culminated to get you in this place that you are.
Right.
And I got a feeling that there's more than just a move at hand for you. It's almost like, feels to me like maybe you're redefining who you are.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling that.
Like, you know, what work should I do? What's the right thing? And
right.
And, you know, maybe this house is symbolic of all that on some level, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The situation with your house may be somehow tied in with all of that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. You know, I'm not going to ask you any more about it because I feel like it's probably really personal. I just want you to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Does the card show anything about in the health region?
Well, you mean as right now, you mean?
Yeah,
because
I'm fighting something called sarcoidosis. And my left eye is almost blind, you know, and it gets aggravated and just about shuts me down, you know.
Uh-huh.
Not all the time, but when it flares up, it's like, you know, I can't drive. I'm not safe.
Interesting. Okay, so when you're, so one eye is bad, right?
Yeah.
And you can still drive with one eye, right?
Yeah, sometimes it, if it gets real bad, I have to actually close my left eye so I can, my right eye is still good.
Well, you know, your long-range card this year has been, since your last birthday, has been a seven of spades. And that often brings a health challenge. Okay? Of some kind.
Okay.
And there's a meaning behind that health challenge when there's a seven of spades. Okay? There's the surface, Mike, of what's going on, and there's what's going on underneath inside of us.
Right.
See? So there's a meaning to that for you. Do you have any idea what it is?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea, like, why you would have this illness?
I don't know. I've been fighting this since 1999.
Ah.
And it, my vision at one time went to 2400, and we've got the Cleveland Clinic here, and they gave me steroid shots right into the eye, and that brought my vision back.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only thing that helped, and now I'm trying to get more natural and doing what I can, you know.
Yeah, well, I think the most natural thing, and would be, I think, just as a suggestion. I know you've tried lots of things, but try to see if you can just imagine for a moment that you actually created this vision problem on some level, not consciously, but subconsciously. And if you did, just as a theoretical point of view, if you did, what would be the benefit in doing that? You know, what do you get out of that, of having it that way? You know, I mean, how does it affect your work? Does it have you working less, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Try to see if you can
kind
of get into a relationship with it where you ask the questions about, like, what, how did you help contribute to this craziness on some level?
Right.
And so, because underneath all these things is like who you are as a four of diamonds, and who you are as being born the birthday you are, and are you really happy with the way your life, the way it's going right now?
Not currently, no.
I mean, and I'm not just talking about the illness, I'm just talking about it in other areas too.
Mm-hmm.
Your work, your marriage, you know, your lifestyle, where you live, your relationships, your friendships, you know, are you happy? Are these things really what you want? Sometimes these illnesses manifest as a symptom of not really being happy in some areas. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, things will change on your birthday. Everything's going to switch. It's going to be all new energies coming in the next year. And I think the focus is going to be stronger in the coming year on you, on your career and your role in life. And what you do, and is it making you happy, and all that. I think there's going to be some change. You're actually getting ready to go into a cycle of change. You're already in it now, but it's just getting going.
Mm-hmm. Have to write it out and see what happens.
Yeah, and you know, just keep, if you can, just keep asking yourself, what does God want me to see here about myself, in all this? What can I learn about myself through all this? You know?
Yeah.
Because on some level, even though your card is a four of diamonds and your other card is a six of spades, and the six of spades will often feel like, hey, I'm not doing any of this. It's just happening to me. That's how sixes are. Okay? They feel like they're always, like things just happen to them. It's just like destiny is unfolding for them. But see if you can get in touch with some of your own creative power about it, because you're getting ready to go into a year when you're going to redefine yourself.
Mm-hmm. Good. I need to do that.
Okay. Everything's good, though. You're protected. Nothing really bad is going to happen to you unless that's what you really want.
Right.
And then it's not bad anyway, because that's what we wanted. All right, Mike?
All right, Robert.
Thank you so much for being a guest on the show tonight, Mike, and I do wish you well.
Thank you very much.
Keep in touch and let us know how things are going.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right, take care. Well, folks, it's been a fun show tonight. We're going to end now on and just play the song on my CD called Gayatri. But thanks for joining us. Thanks for being here on Labor Day weekend on this beautiful Eight of Diamonds Monday. I hope you're having a great evening. And I hope you're going to get some rest tonight and wake up tomorrow and go fly out the door and doing all kinds of fun things. This is Robert Lee Camp saying goodnight from sunny California. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Om Purva Svaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yona Prachodaya. Savitur-varinyam Bhargo-devasya-vimahi Deyo-yonna-prachodaya. shall be